Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hello, everyone. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you. As you grow at the Golden Boot, so do our needs, but we cannot do it without you. We ask that you continue to like our posts, share our content, and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, and other social media platforms. You may also visit thegoldenboot.com for the latest merch. If you would like to make a financial donation, you can do so through Cash App at @GoldenBoot or through PayPal at paypal.me/goldenboot. We look forward to bringing you more laughs, knowledge, and entertainment. And again, thank you for your endless support. Sincerely and respectfully, the Golden Boot team.
The views and opinions expressed in the Golden Boot podcast are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Golden Boot podcast as a whole.
Y'all ready to get rolling? Quiet on the set. Let's try it again. Hey, welcome back to another episode. Golden Boot, it's your boy Pooh Bear. My man, Aunt Petty Murphy in the building. First off, welcome back. Got to do the
It's been a minute, man.
Welcome back. It's been a minute.
But we here.
We here, back in the home studio. I don't know how to act, man. I got a lot of doors around here though.
You ain't have to worry about that in Arizona.
Uh-oh, it sounds like you're breaking up a little bit on. But young Ichiro is in the building somewhere running around with a all rear jump on, looking like he one of the Among Us characters. So gotta watch out, he'll pop up in here sometime. But man, it's been good. It's been I'm go ahead and let me put this up here because Jason Broomfield came in first thing, brackets dead. Yeah.
On the man's side, my woman bracket looked fine.
Yeah. That sounds about right. But yeah, them brackets. Hey, you know what? You know what's bad? I don't fill out brackets anymore.
I shouldn't.
Because I already know what's going to happen. Because I've been thinking in my mind, it's like every time I think, oh man, I need to fill out a bracket. They be like, such and such lost. I'm like, that's why I ain't do it.
Well, put it like this. The doctor told me Monday that I needed to try to keep my stress at a minimum. So I was like, you know what? I ain't going to do the brackets this year. I ain't going to worry about it. I ain't going to stress myself. Then I got that little alert on Wednesday. You have 24 hours to complete your bracket challenge. And they got me. And then 24 hours after I filled my bracket out, I was sitting out cussing out Tony Bennett from Virginia and Arizona coach for blowing my bracket. So I think I'm going to take your route next year and not do a bracket.
Yeah, man. I tell people all the time, like, hey, man, do the bracket. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good, man. Nope.
It make it more fun. Nope. Now that I don't care about my bracket, it's making the tournament a little more fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love seeing them. I you know what? Realistically, I have certain teams. I'm like, yeah, I think they could win it. But then I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Oh, for all the chaos, I want 1 year for there to be nothing but upsets. The whole first two rounds, two, three, yeah, just upset. Everybody getting upset. Well, I mean, everybody.
This year might be the closest you're gonna get to that, bro. Yeah, you have no blue blood in there. For the first time, you have no Duke, no UNC, no Kansas. Or no Kentucky in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1975. My bad. It's happened three other times. 1976, 1979, and 2021 when, you know, there wasn't a tournament.
Yeah. There was a what's my boy name? On the bald head dude on ESPN. Scott Van Pelt did the bracket. It was like a number one seed, when they do the prediction. If they're under, I think it's like 20%. No number one seed under 20% has made it to the final four.
Under 20%, what you mean?
It's like the predictability to win it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so Kansas was at 13, and he was like, he started going down the list. It was Kansas and I forget, but it was like 2016. Then he like go down the list and it showed like when they lost. And he said this year, Kansas is at, I think Kansas was at like 9% this year, something like that. And he was like, just letting you know, if you're feeling out your bracket, you might want to adjust it. And sure enough, Kansas went down to Arkansas.
Yeah, Kansas was 47-0. Whenever they were in the tournament, whenever they were leading by 8 points at half, and that ended yesterday.
Yeah, Musselman pulled off his shirt, man. He was, you know, yeah,
I saw took that, off bro. His shirt,
man. It going crazy.
I thought it was Petey Pablo for a second.
I don't know what that dude thought, man. But his wife, man,
surprised you too?
No, I had seen her before.
Yeah, I knew too. I had no. I saw a lot of people were surprised.
But his wife.
I was
at the barbershop and I was like, I said, Muscleman wife. He's like, who?
Yeah, he a good recruiter, huh?
Hey, man, that man definitely I get you that, but nah, man. But man, congratulations to Arkansas. I mean, that's probably the only time I'm gonna say it.
The SEC been looking good. Well, they were looking good to start the tournament. Then, you know, Auburn fell, Missouri fell, and Kentucky fell. So,
yeah. Those smart schools, Princeton.
Princeton always good, though, bro.
Princeton pulling off some upsets. Then you got FDU.
That ain't the story, though, man. I mean, that ain't the story. They, like... The fact that they beat Virginia, like, that's only the tip of the iceberg. They wasn't even supposed to be in the tournament.
No. FDU beat Purdue.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad, Purdue. But they weren't even supposed to be in the – they didn't win their conference tournament.
Yeah, they got in on the technical.
Merrimack won the conference tournament but was ineligible. So they got in because of a technicality. Had to win the play-in tournament versus Texas Southern. Then beat 7'4" Zach Edey and Purdue. So that's the story of the, like, it ain't just that they beat Purdue. It's right. The fact that they weren't supposed to be there and they beat Purdue.
Yeah. For everybody who did the brackets, I just want to let y'all know a lot of wrong shirts are still on sale at thegoldenboot.com. Loud and wrong.
Yeah, Furman. Wow. Furman was the one who took down Virginia and Virginia in the last 3 years has. Yep. I mean, I don't know. That's a discussion we need to have on the show with a basketball guy. Yep. Who has been the most disappointment in the tournament over the past few years? Purdue or Virginia?
It's easily Virginia. I'm finna tell you why. Virginia,
I don't know, bro.
Virginia should have won the championship they won.
At least they won a game in the tournament that year. They won 6 games that year in the tournament. When the last time Purdue has won? In the last 3 years, Purdue has lost to a 13, 14, and a 16 seed.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And they're getting better and better seeds as they go. Virginia's getting kind of worse and worse seeds as they go. You know what I mean? So I feel like I think it's Purdue because Virginia at least has the hat that, to say that they've gotten that championship and they've been to the Final Four other times other than, you know what I mean? Like Purdue really hasn't had the success Virginia's had.
Oh, my bad. Offensive rebound, man. Reese is killing on them boys, man. But
speaking of Reese, I want to do her brother want to come to LSU and join her.
Please.
That boy is a dog.
Bayou Ken. Come on. The other Arizona.
Don't even get me started on them.
Arizona. To Princeton, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Princeton. Man, like the thing that because I had Arizona winning it all. The thing that made me like, but this the thing that made me have them winning it all. Like, they weren't relying on any one guy. You know what I mean? They had a whole bunch of guys that was capable of you know, taking over the game for them that day. But the problem was against Princeton, nobody could take over the game or did take over the game. And in the second half, they kind of got out physical and out efforted by Princeton. Honestly, bro, it was kind of embarrassing to watch. And as someone who had them winning that championship, it's very disappointing. Tommy Lloyd seemed to be a good coach, but that's 2 times in the tournament they lost games they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And that's the second time that they've lost as a number 2 seed.
I had Houston. Yeah, I didn't feel out of breath. I got Houston.
The thing is, injury hurt is the reason I didn't, because I didn't know how healthy he was going to be.
They had me worried these first 2 games. But I got a little confidence in
them. Especially the Auburn game. They were playing in Alabama.
Yeah, my dad was telling me about that. He was like, we were talking. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna get off here and see if I can cheer Auburn on. I was like, oh man.
I kinda take with a grain of salt because of where it was played. It was basically a home game for Auburn. You know, so that's
true. True. Same with Alabama against Maryland.
Yeah.
So,
referees played a big factor in that too.
But yeah. But man, we being rude, man. We've been 14 minutes in this thing. Shout out to everybody in the chat. You know what we do. Thank you for watching, showing all the love. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, post your comments, post your questions. Drop them in the chat. Shout out to everybody. Dave Irv said, what's up, fellas? Said, Pew, you off the road trip? Yeah, back in the home court, man. Back here. No technical difficulties tonight, so I'm happy about that. Let's see. Chuck in the building. Chuck checking in from Funroe Monroe. Got our guy Nick Thomas in here. Well, I'm guessing this. What's up, y'all? He said Angel Reese is killing Michigan. Yeah, he is. They're gonna put her, you know what I'm saying, behind bars. And probably ban her in a few states the way she is abusing them. Adam say we need to put her on the men's team.
Nah, she can stay where she at.
Yeah. Josh said, what's up? Chuck talking about Eric Musselman says his father coached at Minnesota in the 70s and with Timberwolves. Said he also coached at South Alabama. Passed away from cancer a few years back. I kind of remember that name.
Eric Musselman could have been LSU's head basketball coach.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Nick said he wrote Arizona off after that year they lost with Aiden on the team.
And true, that's different coach, but I mean, Tommy Lloyd has won 60 games in his first two seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, no coach in Arizona has done that. So, I mean, he's obviously not a bad coach. They just
– What's the old coach, Sean
– Sean Miller.
He is Xavier Miller, now. I was going to say Xavier's kind of making a push right now. Yeah. Maybe McNeese State will be making a push in a couple of years in a tournament. They'll get to the tournament.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to be there long enough. Mm. I feel like he the contract 5 years.
Yeah, you don't think he can get there too?
No.
Okay.
No. That's a tough conference to win.
Yeah. All right. Paul Martin in the building said Arizona went fetal position for the last 7 minutes of that game. He had them picked them to win it all too.
Yes. It's a lot of Purdue. Purdue didn't in the last 9 minutes of that game. You have a 7'4" center going up against a team whose tallest person is 6'7", and he doesn't get a shot attempt for the last 9 minutes of the game. You deserve to lose that game playing like that.
Yeah. Just an update, Dave. Thank you. he beat me right to it. Michigan game, LSU Michigan. LSU is up 19 with about 7:54 left in the game. In the game, looks like they'll be moving on. It looked like earlier they're going to end up playing. They're going to play the winner out of Princeton and Utah. And I think Utah was up by like 5 with like 3 minutes left in that game. So they'll be traveling to, I think, Greensville.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
that's gonna be interesting, man. But Kim Mulkey making her way to a Sweet 16 in her second year. That's not bad.
Who your final four for the men?
Oh man, first of all, let me look and see who even still in it. Because as soon as y'all be talking about me, I'll be like, man, I think I got such and such, and they were like, man, they got put out yesterday. I'm like, dang,
have my final four gone.
So the winner of this Fair Dickinson and FAU team, I mean game, I think they're gonna be in it.
I'm just talking.
Now hey, actually
FAU, bro. FAU's only lost 3 games all year.
Yeah. here's the ironically, Fair Dickinson is up by 1 with up by 2 now with 17.5 in the second half. So hold on, I'm trying to pull up the bracket now so I can actually see who left. So I go ahead and say Alabama. I'm gonna say Alabama, Houston, UCLA, and I think Tennessee. I'm gonna get to Tennessee.
Interesting. All right, so I had Arizona beating Alabama, so by default, I put Alabama in there. I had Duke beating Michigan State, so by default, I put Michigan State in there. It's okay. Tom Izzo in March, man. You can't bet against them. Then I had Houston, and I had UConn.
UConn, okay.
Yeah, okay. UConn over UCLA. So half of my picks are still good, but Arizona and Duke not so much. So I'll take the teams who I thought they were going to beat. So
here's the thing,
Michigan State.
I think the national championship is going to be Alabama versus Houston in a rematch from a matchup we had earlier this year. In that game, Houston too. Yeah, in that game, Houston jumped out early and was up by double digits at half. Started the second half up big, and Alabama just chipped away. So,
but yeah, that I don't know. I think that's how you say the kid's name from Alabama. Yeah. If he completely healthy, then I'm with you. But the reason I didn't pick Houston to win at all was because of his
injury,
whatever injury. So yeah. But Brandon Miller gonna have to. I don't know what's going on with that guy. I don't know if it's an injury or if it's just all the distractions off the court. But I just can't.
Speaking of that, man,
I can't do it.
Remind me, tell you,
I can't do it. So,
tell you about that after the show by Brandon.
I'm going for Michigan State versus Houston. That's what I want to say.
Yeah. Now, if Alabama loses any time between now and then, I'll be more than happy. More than happy. The problem is, because it's Alabama. I don't know who's going to beat them. I can't see it right now. Because if it ends up Tennessee in that Final Four, I don't see Tennessee beating them. They got a chance. I don't see it. But yeah, Michigan State. Yeah, I can see Michigan State. You're right. Izzo, it's time of year. I can see it.
Yeah, man. You can't. You don't bet. It's three things in life that's for certain: death, taxes, and Tom Izzo winning games in March, bro. Like,
yeah. That's legit. Who is that? Arizona State. Let's switch up, man. Let's talk about a little baseball real quick, man. Opening SEC conference play this weekend. LSU. A lot of people have been waiting on this to see how LSU fares against SEC competition. Game one, 9-0. Pitching was phenomenal.
Yeah, I was about to say game one. Paul Skeens,
11. Let me double check that, but I think that's right. 11.
Summary for game one, Paul Skeens. Just leave it at that.
11 strikeouts. I'm freaking believable.
Crazy, man.
Hitting picked up is. Everybody was. That's another thing, you know. What the offense do? Offense is too sluggish. This, that, and the other. And LSU offense and defense has been freaking phenomenal. Game two, starting pitching caused problems, but LSU battled back, stayed the course, and took it over. Man, it's just like,
I think that game was kind of just finding the groove for both sides. Bats started a little slow, pitchers started a little slow, and they finally got in the groove of things and turned it around and ended up pulling game two out when the bats got going.
I hate how they do these stats, man, because it's hard to find. Like,
now game three.
Game three today. Bat started out hot. LSU was doing well. Starting pitching again was a problem. The only problem today, though, the bullpen kind of got
roughed up a little bit.
Got roughed up. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And in the bottom of the eighth, Texas A&M's half of the eighth inning, they came out. They put up some runs to capitalize on mistakes and avoided the sweep. And now Texas A&M fans, Texas A&M fans acting like they won the World Series. LSU fans acting like they lost the weekend. That's exactly right. I just saw our good friend Joe, White Joe, Trucker Joe. He posted, he sent a message. He's like, man, what's wrong with these fans? Dude was like, yep, another disappointing season. How? You lost by, you literally, so for the weekend, you outscored Texas A&M. If I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, you outscored them 29-12. Because it was 9-12, that's 21, and then you scored, so I'm sorry, 27-12.
Hey, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry. I just, some breaking news just came out that was kind of funny to me.
What you got?
Former Saints and now former Eagles DB Chauncey Gardner-Johnson has signed a contract with the Detroit Lions for 1 year, $8 million.
Hmm. That sounds like a franchise tag. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, from the guy who was asking for 14 plus million dollars, that just
interesting. We're gonna get to free agency. That's next, because I got a bunch of questions, and I want to pick your brain on some stuff.
Wow.
My bad. You good. I do want to apologize to the audience. We were supposed to have on fan favorite Julian tonight, but that was on me, man. I got wrapped up and I ain't hit him up. He'll be on Wednesday though. It's actually a little bit better. We'll talk WBC, and we'll also talk about conference play, how, you know, saying teams are looking and stuff like that. But let's get back to this. Let me ask you, how do you feel after the first weekend, you know what I'm saying, a conference play?
First weekend of what? Conference play? I kind of feel a little more convinced that this team might be legit. Okay. I kind of worried that losing, I can't think of the kid name now, the pitcher. Grant Taylor, was that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, when losing him to I didn't think that was going to really be that big of an issue. But, and I'm not saying it is now, but having more depth kind of could probably come in handy the way the pitching staff has looked so far. So I've kind of still feel about the same as I have. The bats are legit though, but that ain't what I was worried about going into the season.
Right. It's interesting. Adam put it up here, so let's talk about it. Tennessee got swept. Georgia got swept. Auburn.
Tennessee got swept.
They got swept
by Mizzou.
Sweep. And wow. Tony Vitello got bounced. He got ejected. At least one of them games. But so Tennessee swept. Georgia swept. Defending champ Ole Miss swept. Auburn swept. Mississippi State champion from 2 years ago swept. And Kentucky beat them 17-3 today.
Who? Mississippi State? At Duty? They went to Duty Noble and put up 17 runs.
Hey, it was all it was. They walked in there and said, hey, Mississippi State, come here. Me.
No, bro. I know that Kentucky put up 17 runs at Duty. Man, oh my God.
30 seconds left. LSU looks like they're about to win this. It's going to be a 24-point victory.
Oh, okay. It was in Kentucky. Okay.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I was about to say, bro. And that was almost unbelievable. But either way, man, wow. I don't even know what to say after that. Yeah. interesting weekend, to say the least.
Yeah. LSU fans, you got it may be some things you want to worry about. That ain't one. That is not one. You might want to temper
17-3.
Temper wow. that negativity. Yeah. Yeah. Cuz even with that, you still had chances to win. So, but you got 5 teams got swept, and 3 of them was heavy favorites. Angel Reese, I just want to give this stat, finish off. LSU is going to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2014. Angel Reese, check the stat line: 25 points, 24 rebounds, 14 offensive rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 6 blocks.
And 4 assists with it.
Yeah, that's it. 4, yeah. 1 turnover. That's it. So, yeah. There, yeah. But it's been a great weekend in sports, man.
So, she scored 34 the first game?
34 and 15. And then,
yeah, 34 and then 25. Shh. Woman averaging 30 points a game in the tournament. That's ridiculous. But yet, she wasn't a finalist for, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
She ain't a finalist for the Wooten? Or what's the women's award?
Well, it's the, I think it is the Wooten, basically, but yeah, there was one of the criteria she didn't meet. And what's funny is because you got to have a 2.0 academically, right? Mm-hmm. But at LSU, to be eligible, you only need a 1.8. So people were saying that's where she kind of didn't meet the criteria, but I don't know. We don't know for sure. But I think we could have this discussion another day. I think she was left off because of the way she carries herself on the court that some people like to look at as, you know, unbecoming of a woman athlete.
Yeah. Shut up. Not you, but stupid.
That ain't what I do, bro.
Nah, but that's the stupidest, man. Just anyway. Man, let's talk about free agency, man. Let's talk about this free agent. NFL free agency wide open right now, man. Tell me, man. You came in with breaking news by Gardner Johnson, man. Let's talk about this, man. So he was 1-14. The Eagles let him go. He was happy to be with Philly too. Eagles let him go. Now he's getting.
But he tweeted out. He tweeted out a few days ago, something about that's so disrespectful, something along those lines. Uh-huh. And reportedly, the Eagles offered him a long-term deal, just wasn't the money that he thought it was going to be. I think this right here is a prime example of overvaluing yourself.
Speaking of that, Odell Beckham didn't play at all last year. I forget, somebody offered him
$4 million.
$4 million.
He wanted $20 million a year, reportedly.
Yeah, reportedly. Is he feeling himself too much?
Definitely. Yeah, you can't.
What's good, Mike?
I understand knowing how good you are, but at the same time, you have to understand that you haven't played in the season. And you're coming off of a significant injury, and at your age, it's shown that you don't come back the same from that injury. So I think there is a little bit of you got to know your worth, but at the same time, you got to kind of understand and be realistic about it at the same time.
All right.
But I just got an interesting nugget. Remember when the Saints traded Chauncey? Everybody killed them for only getting back a 4th-round pick?
Yeah.
It looks like the Saints got back more than what the Eagles will get back in compensatory picks from him leaving. Just saying.
Kenny Mac, what's good, Kenny Mac? Appreciate you coming through. Said Odell, but went on Twitter and debunked that rumor. Said he didn't want 20; he just wanted more than 4.
I mean, yeah, I didn't see that, but I'm sure he did debunk it. I didn't want 20. You're not gonna come out publicly and say you want 20.
That's true. What's good, Pressure? Pressure in the building. Mike keeping us up to date. Said FDU is coming down to the wire and they tied up.
I have to go back in. I'm going for FAU, local ties. That coach used to be at Louisiana Tech, so I'm kind of rooting for them.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 1-point game, 10 minutes, just under 11 minutes. It's 10:55 right now is what it's showing. So, Pressure said 20 mil over 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah. That's more like it.
I can see that. One that shocked me a little bit. It shocked me, but it didn't. Cowboys and Zeke, pardon ways.
Not at all. That didn't shock me at all.
It shocked me because now I'm gonna say why it shocked me. It shocked me because I didn't think he was gonna retire a Cowboy, but I thought Zeke was gonna be with them a little bit longer. But Tony Pollard then pushed him out because he didn't show Jerry that
I think Tony Pollard is only part of it. I think that his contract is just way too big, bro. Mm. Like you can't be the type of runner that he is and get that much money. Like Zeke isn't a terrible back by any means, but he's not an elite Derrick Henry, you know what I mean, type of back neither. And you can't be a, you know, second, third tier guy getting paid, you know, 15 million, you just can't, not at the running back position. So I don't like, even if they didn't have Tony Pollard, I think it might would have been a harder decision to make, but I still think that would have been the right decision.
You don't think they would just try to restructure
it? Honestly, I mean, Tony Pollard was a free agent. Mm. You know what I mean? So technically, they don't got him now. You know what I mean? So I feel like they still doing the same thing. I mean, they
gotcha.
I just feel like it was coming no matter what, just because of how much his contract was. Now, the one that shocked me was Adam Thielen getting cut.
That was a big one. Minnesota, what's really going on? I understand they got Jets. And he is now your number one. But Thielen was a very good compliment. Yeah, he took away a lot of which Jets is gonna get the attention, Thielen was gonna step up. And then if you start keying on Thielen, you know, you go back to Jets.
Thielen is solid number two for them.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's been a lot of moves that's been surprising, a lot of trades, a lot of Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys, even though DeAndre Hopkins was supposedly telling the Cowboys to come get him. I guess Jerry in his old age just heard, the receiver for the Texans, and, you know, didn't realize that it was going to used to play for the Texans.
I think it's probably a little bit more
I think it's money reasons, honestly.
Yeah, it's yeah. Hey, Jerry,
that in the CeeDee Lamb see Brandon Cooks as competition, or like, you know what I mean?
That's true. I didn't think of that. So yeah, because Adam bring up a good point.
About
Thielen, him signing with the Panthers.
Panthers, mate. Hey, honestly, bro,
they've had a great offseason.
And the Falcons, as bad as it pains me to say it, the Falcons have gotten better.
Who are the Falcons picked up?
The Falcons, they traded for Jonnu Smith, the tight end, who was in Tennessee with Arthur Smith, the head coach of the Falcons, when Arthur Smith was the OC. They got Jesse Bates. They signed two guys from the Saints, and they got somebody else. Then the Panthers getting Thielen and Miles Sanders. And getting who they got at quarterback? Andy Dalton. That's right. So yeah, I mean, And they, but they've also traded up for the number one pick.
That's so true.
Like they've done a lot. They've done a lot to get Atlanta got Taylor Heineke.
They did. Atlanta got Heineke. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. But Miag Mike with a great boy. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Hargrave, South Carolina State, ain't it?
Correct.
South Carolina State alum, Hargrave going to the 49ers. Man, it's going to bolster an already formidable defense. The 49ers will be serious next year for real. Here's my only caveat. Here's my only quarterback. Well, just even the defense will be serious. My only caveat. I wonder how they perform without Ryans.
They got Vic Fangio. They'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
They'll be fine. As far as the defense coordinator drop off, I don't think there will be much of one. I think the bigger question is how do they replace Jimmy Ward, who left to go to the Texans? Very big piece of that secondary. Their defensive line though is
Ward from the crib 251.
That defensive line is going to be nasty. Bosa, Armstead, Hargrove. That is nasty. I don't know what to do. But can we talk about my boys for a minute?
It's the other one. It's not Ward. It's it's the other one they had. Not Ward. It is. No. He did go. He is from Mobile. He born in Wisconsin, but he went to high school in Mobile. Okay.
The Bears, I got to give show the Bears some love, man. Honestly, I like what the Bears have done in free agency. They lost David Montgomery, but they got solid running back to replace him. They traded Roquan Smith, and instead of paying him $20 million, they got T.J. Edwards from the Eagles and Tremaine Edmonds for the Bills. Solid. They got a couple of pieces up front, and they got a nice haul for the number one overall pick, getting DJ Moore and multiple picks, and they still might not be done with that also. So I like what the Bears have done too, giving Justin Fields a little bit of help and still keeping that defense pretty solid. It was another team that I was thinking about.
I'm going to tell you what.
The Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals, they've been kind of up and down on some of the stuff they've done. I just saw today, Jonah Williams wants a trade.
Because they signed Orlando Brown.
They signed Orlando Brown. Hayden Hurst is gone.
Yep. But you know they're looking at a tight end.
No, I don't. Ooh.
The same person that the Saints are looking at, former LSU tight end Foster Moreau.
They played together in 18, didn't it? Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, they did because that you know what's crazy? Foster set the tight end, I think if I'm not like catch record, and then Watch Collar came right behind him.
Yeah, but I mean I think that'd be a good spot for Foster either way.
Yeah.
Either you come to New Orleans where you're from, or you go back and be with LSU North. So either way it'd be a pretty good situation for him. But the Raiders is a team that I kind of question what they're doing in this offseason. I have no idea what they're doing.
I'm gonna tell you before you go there, Marcus Davenport to the Vikings.
$13 million though.
Yeah. It's 1 year too, ain't it?
One year. $13 million a year.
Marcus Davenport. I remember when he was drafted. And I was like, who? Why? And somebody was like, man, he was dominant at UTSA.
At the Senior Bowl too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
I was like, okay. And he didn't do much at first. He had some good up and down years, but yeah.
He showed moments. He just never put it all together. I think that's really one of those dudes who has all the tools. It's just a question of how good does he really want to be as far as putting it all together. I wish him the best of luck, except for when he played the Saints, because I kind of like the dude. And like you say, whenever he showed flashes, he looked like he could be a great DN. He just, like Nick say, he only played like four games a year. We just ain't see much from him.
the Raiders, Vegas. They letting everybody go.
So is there that much of a difference between Jimmy G and Derek Carr?
No. You literally it's the Spider-Man meme. They pointing at each other.
I think, well, it's just the fact that it's Derek Carr that you're more familiar with, I guess, if you're Josh McDaniels, because you had Jimmy G 6 years ago in New England, or however long ago it was. But that was, how long has Jimmy G been gone? 5 years? At least? It's at some point, you coached him 5 years ago. That can't be that big of a difference maker to you to think that, he's that much of an upgrade. Then you get rid of Darren Waller for a third-round pick. Nothing.
Bro, so here's the Darren Waller just got married to I forget the lady name. Basketball Kelsey player Plum. Kelsey Plum. She's with Vegas. Shout out
Las Vegas Aces.
And they traded him.
You heard about the story, right? All right. So at the combine, Josh McDaniels basically leaked that they was getting married. Kelsey Plum and Darren Waller hadn't come out publicly with that news yet. He kind of broke the story, and then the next day got all these articles and stuff about them getting, married and stuff like that. And so apparently Darren Waller was pissed about it, and that's kind of what was the final straw, because they had already getting the saying out of eyes, reportedly. So reportedly that's what was the final straw and ultimately led to him getting traded, because she came out actually and said he was mad that he didn't get invited to the wedding. That's why. That's what, she said it jokingly, but you put him in a good situation. Darren Waller up there with Daboll and Saquon, and they just re-signed Darius Slayton. They just re-signed another receiver, and they brought in a receiver. I can't remember who it was. But yeah, you putting them in a good situation over there. Now the question is what me and Mike said.
I already got the answer for you. But I do want to give an update. Ole Miss is playing Stanford. Ole Miss is actually up right now, 11-8. 4:55 left in the first quarter. But yeah.
Wow.
Well, 13-8 now. So
yeah, Stanford missing one. They keep players too.
Yeah, but me at Mike says, where do you think Aaron Rodgers will land? I hope he goes to the Vikings, because Kirk Cousins is a bum and doesn't deserve all those good weapons. Well, Aaron Rodgers go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, he'll be in the Vikings after he leaves the Jets. He's following the Brett Favre path.
Thank you. He actually told the Jets, hey, these are some free agents I want you to go out them. Alan Lazar, Randall Cobb, and some, there's a few more. They got
the greatest thing Randall Cobb ever did was become friends with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, so hey, you know what? You know who his recruiter was to get him to Kentucky? T. Martin.
Ooh. Oh. Learn something.
I have to fact check. I don't know if he was the recruiter to get him to Kentucky, but T. Martin was his wide receiver coach at Kentucky for a while. So, and it's funny because when Amari got to Green Bay, Randall could mentor Amari. So, yeah, small world, man. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets.
I believe so.
He's going to the Jets. I feel that in my bones.
Part of me kind of wants him to stay in Green Bay just so it could be that much more awkward. Yeah. But yeah, I don't.
Hey, Adam said better put allegedly after you say Favre's name, or he may try to sue. Wait, man. First of all,
all I'm saying is it's gonna be funny in about 12 years when we see the headlines that Aaron Rodgers allegedly stole millions of dollars from the people of Mississippi. That's all I'm saying.
One of my favorite signings, free agent signings, Jamal Williams to the Saints.
Yes, sir.
One of my
say that again, favorites. Just say it one more time.
It's Jamal Williams to the Saints. That dude there is a character. That's like it's when that cool, weird dude, you know what I'm saying, show up at the party. That dude talk with an anime voice. He is freaking hilarious.
Well, see, I like it for a totally different reason. I like it because we needed a damn running back.
And you got one, a damn good one. A thousand yard back.
So led the NFL in touchdowns last year with 17. So I'll just say this. You got rid of one anime guy, Marcus Davenport, for another anime guy. But like, I'm not really into anime, so I might need some help with this. But you like upgraded, you know what I mean? So I guess you got like rid of a regular anime guy from like a Super Saiyan anime guy or something. You know what I mean? Like we upgraded on that. So I'm cool with that. But nah, really though, it's the fact that Alvin Kamara, we don't know what's gonna happen with him. Most likely gonna get suspended. But even
at least that league six for, you know what I'm saying?
He getting suspended. That's just for sure, most likely. But I'm just saying, you don't know how long, you don't know the situation with him. It's still up in the air. So, and even if you had him for a full season, he's shown you in the past two seasons when for the first two times in his career, he's got over. Falcons just got another receiver. But for the first time, and my bad, Nick. But the last 2 years, Alvin Kamara got 200 carries for the first time in his career. And by his standards, you know, he kind of had two down years. So I think he's shown you that he kind of needs that running mate in the backfield with him. And you get a guy who shown you that he could be productive even though he's splitting carries. He did it in Green Bay when he was splitting carries with Aaron Jones. He did it last year when he was splitting carries with DeAndre Swift. So the fact that he's not the main bell cow doesn't mean Jamal Williams can't be productive. He's shown you that. And he get a guy who pairs perfectly with Kamara because they're similar backs in the sense that they can kind of do the same things, but they're different in the sense that one's kind of a little more powerful and kind of is more of a short yardage back than the other one because more of a Swiss Army knife. But they're both very similar if you look at the numbers. So you don't have to change too much of your offense. But at the same time, you know, short yardage situations, you bring Taysom Hill in and they go back to their BYU days when they played together. So, you know, we might see some old BYU trickery whenever they played together.
Yeah. All right. Man, that Nick say retire your
yeah, hey, yo, bro, I don't watch
retire,
anime,
retire your anime low. Talk for now. I'll put you on some game later.
Y'all get the reference though, man.
Yeah. My Nimbus Cloud brother. Why is it when you go Super Saiyan, you are all white? You don't see that?
I did watch Death Note though, and that was pretty tight. Shout out to Light.
Death Note. So one of the kids at my somebody at my kid's school brought a notebook.
We had one of them where I had to. Kids will be kids.
Yeah. I mean, no comment. But yeah, I'm looking through some of these free agent any more of these free agents. So it's some names I don't know, but yeah, man, it's been like going.
Oh, some names out there.
No, I was just looking like some of the names. We've already named them. Like Cowboys get Cooks, Larry Tunsil.
Oh, yeah, he got a big extension.
Big extension, big time. The Eagle, that's another thing. The Eagle seems to be letting everybody go for the
moment. They let everybody go, but then they brought some people back that I feel like they should have let go, like Bradberry. I don't know if I would have necessarily made it a priority to bring him back. But you brought him back. You cut Slay, then brought him back. Fletcher Cox still up in the air, if I'm not mistaken. But they did bring Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce back. You lost Hargrave, lost TJ Edwards, lost Marcus Epps, lost Miles Sanders. They're going to look different next year for sure. Kansas City gonna look different. Frank Clark gone. They did make a signing on the offensive line to replace Orlando Brown. I just can't remember who his name is. Oh, they said they brought Cox back. Okay. I forgot who they signed offensive tackle, but they did sign offensive tackle.
I just saw Kansas City
did, but they lost Frank Clark and Juju Smith-Schuster. So, yeah. See what they. But could Tony's still there? I think he kind of gonna take over a little bit.
Yeah, Juju going. Juju, that's another one. Juju Patriots. Going to the Patriots, which is weird.
Yeah. But Jalen Ramsey to the Dolphins.
That was another one. Yeah. Adam brings up, what do you think happens to Derrick Henry? I tell you what better happen. He better sign back with Tennessee better re-sign him if they smart. Or at least try to.
Yeah, that's right. That Juwan Taylor. That's who Juwan James. One of them is who Kansas City signed. That's right. That's right.
Dave from down south says, CD Dude's going to the Lions, yeah, for one year, eight mil.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
He was asking for a lot more, but does that remind you of Schroeder?
Oh,
remember when Schroeder was asking for ended up getting pretty much nothing.
So crazy. He turned down $84 million. That is a great point, bro. Nick says, just talk about the Spider-Man meme. Juju and Meyer is the same dude. Jacoby Myers and Juju Smith-Schuster is the same player. That's a great point. But Jacoby Myers just got a deal from Vegas. Because Josh McDaniels, you know, he's bringing everybody from the Patriots over there. And so the Patriots get the same player pretty much to replace him with Juju. I ain't think about that. That's very
end of the first quarter. You got Ole Miss up 18-13 on Stanford.
That'll be a big one.
That'll be a huge one, man. Shout out to Coach Yo, man. Keep doing your thing. I like Coach Yo. Coach Yo is dope. I know it ain't on here. Let's talk a little NBA real quick. I know you don't want to. Let's talk a little NBA.
No, I really don't.
Just a little bit. I do want to throw out there that the Thunder beat the Suns tonight.
Boy, you petty.
What?
Boy, you petty.
I just want to say the Thunder beat the Suns. And the Suns, man. No, I'm just playing. I'm just messing with you, Nick. But nah, man, we are winding down.
I ain't say nothing, Nick. Don't talk to me. I ain't say nothing.
I should mess with you, Nick. Hey, seriously, it is getting down to getting tight on the playoff front. What you think, man? The West is wide open. It's crazy. The West is.
Man, I don't know, bro. There's so many questions. Like, if you name a team, I could point out a flaw. You know what I mean? And so it's like any other year, you kind of had an idea of who the best teams was. This year, I don't know.
In the between 7 and 11, it's separated by a game and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, actually. Not even that.
Man, if you look from 7 to 12 is two games.
From 5 to 12 is 3.5 games. It's close.
Yeah.
It is very close.
Let me ask you this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who your MVP?
Man, you can... Shit, this might be what's called. I'll probably say Jason Tatum.
Ooh.
I know that's not who they're going. Who's going to? It's going. They're going to say something like
very, very interesting pick.
I can see some, like, they'll end up doing like Jokic or
no, nah, I don't think he's getting it. Jokic's not getting it, in my opinion. They're not finna give him three. It's only been, you know, who the last person to get three straight MVPs?
Was it
Larry Bird?
Really?
Yeah, they're not giving it to him. I think it's gonna be Embiid.
That was one. It's gonna be my next one. I was gonna say Embiid.
I feel like this is the thing. I feel like Jokic probably, if any year he should have got it should have been this year. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he didn't deserve it last year. But they gave it to him anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Like, what is the criteria? What is the criteria anymore?
It changes every year, dog. When Giannis was winning, it was the best player on the best team. You know what I mean? And then when Russ won, it was, look, he put up this historic numbers. And you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So as long as your team is in the playoffs, you put, because Russ and Jokic both won it as a six seed. There's no way you should be an MVP as a six seed. Now, Russell Westbrook, I understand it because he had averaged a triple-double for the first time in 40 years or whatever it was. Understandable. But once that's been done, you can't use that same logic for Jokic to say, well, he averaged a triple-double, even though he didn't. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do more. You got to win. And so I feel like the fact that he was a six seed last year and won it, it kind of devalues it to a certain extent, because this year they're the first place team, the best team in the West, and he's putting up better numbers statistically, analytically, I should say, than he did last year, but he's not going to get it. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of devalues the award.
Yeah. I don't know anymore. A couple of them years, like one of them years Giannis won, I thought LeBron should have got it.
One of them, LeBron got it, I felt like Carmelo should have got it.
That's fair. Now, I will say this. I ain't going to say it but one time. Melo should have won Rookie of the Year. I give him that. But
that's the thing. No matter who you gave it to, that year somebody was getting snubbed. Because Carmelo was the only person to win Rookie of the Year every month, or Rookie of the Month every month, and not win Rookie of the Year. Cool. But if he would have got it, then LeBron, you could have said the same thing about LeBron. You know what I mean? He would have won Rookie of the Month every month and not won it. So it was like either way it goes, somebody was getting right. The year that the Knicks won 50 games, Carmelo won the scoring title. I think it was 2012. Mm-hmm. Carmelo should have won MVP that year, in my opinion. He took a team of – it was a lockout year. He took the team 12. Old. Yeah, he took them. JR came from China. Kenyon Martin came from – it's 11, yeah. He had Marcus Camby, Rasheed Wallace, a 35-year-old rookie named Pablo Prigioni. He should have won MVP that year.
Yeah. We talked about the West, the East.
Milwaukee.
You don't think Boston got another run in them? I'm be honest with you. It's funny. You say Embiid and Philly are in second place. I don't trust them.
I don't trust them because Doc Rivers is their head coach. That's why I'm not picking them to make the finals. Just saying.
Cleveland is in fourth place.
Cleveland's got a squad.
Cleveland is about to make the playoffs for the first time without LeBron since before LeBron. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think they made it last year.
I thought they made it as an eighth seed last year.
Did they? I might be lying to y'all. My bad. If I am. Hold on, let me go back. They made it to the play-in. They
play in. Okay. And they lost
made to the play-in. Yeah.
Okay. So technically last year, but as the true series, then you can say this will be their first series. Without LeBron.
All right. Man, as we get ready to wrap up, man. So I just want to ask this question because when I was out, I went and saw Creed 3. Great movie.
I haven't seen it.
Great movie. Anybody who hadn't seen, because a lot of people like, I ain't seen Creed. I ain't going to see Creed 3 because I ain't seen Creed 2. I ain't seen, they on Amazon Prime. So, you know, say if you want to catch up with those. But I want to ask this. Who is your favorite? Who are your favorite fictitious sports figures? I got a couple of them.
I got a couple of them too.
I know you ain't going to say.
All right, let's do. You go. You name one. I name one. And this.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hold on. Before I do that, Barnfield says, "Great movie, but needed Rocky." For some reason, I don't know why he wasn't in it, but he didn't say he didn't approve. I don't know. It was crazy. But yeah. Nick say Boobie Miles. If I'm not mistaken, Boobie Miles was a real person.
It's a real person. Yeah, it's a
real person. So. But you ready for this?
Yeah, who you got?
The man, the myth, the legend. From Polk High, Al Bundy.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna have that one. That's a good one. My boy David said Coffee Black. That's a good one.
Semi Pro. That was a good one.
All right, so on the basketball tip, it's three of them.
Okay.
They all come together. You got Leon. You got Butch.
Oh,
and you
man.
You got Ricky Rowe.
Oh, man. Blue Chips.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. What a movie.
Wow. Yes, sir. Butch McCray. That's my guy. But that's my football. That's my guy for football. Him or Earl Meggett from Longest Yard, running back.
Hold on, I want to find his name. And then when I say his name, y'all not gonna. Oh no, y'all might not even remember. Y'all might not remember the name, but when I tell you who he is, you'll be like, oh, I remember Jack Jenkins. You about to be one rich.
Chill out, champ.
Oh, man.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Man, David name. Oh, man, bro.
Yeah, Willie Mays.
Earl Meggett is real. I didn't know he was real.
He went real. Earl Meggett from, that was Nelly. And, in Long as Yard.
He might be a real person. I don't know.
I don't know. The name might be based off somebody, but
yeah, Willie Mays Hayes. That's my dude right there.
Yeah, Willie Mays Hayes. If you're going Willie Mays Hayes, I'm going give him the heater. What's your boy?
Wild thing.
Because we got
Ricky Vaughn.
There you go, Ricky Vaughn. Oh, he said he's thinking about David Meggett that played for the Giants. Okay. I was gonna say Nelly wasn't a real running back, but yeah, that was a good one, man. I'm trying to think of because all the good movies I can think of are based on real. Oh, Shane Falco.
Yeah, that's based off a real person, but that wasn't his name though.
Shane Falco from The Replacements.
Yeah. You got Sidney Dean and Billy.
Ooh, Hoyt.
Yeah, Billy Hoyt. That's it. Yeah.
Have you seen they doing a remake?
I'm not watching that mess.
With I was gonna say Post Malone. It's Jack Harlow. I could think of you could have did. I mean, he ain't doing nothing else during the regular season. No way. You could have used Matt McClung for that.
Yeah, that's true. But he can actually jump though. Like Jack Harlow, like just because he's from Kentucky, don't mean he can hoop. Like,
Bobby Boucher. That's a
good one. I'm trying to think of some off the wall ones now, because you done came up with some off the wall ones, bro.
Man, there was some movies, man. I can't. I'm finna.
I got one for you though. Hold on. I got one. Ricky Baker.
Oh man, Ricky Baker. What was that? What movie is that?
Ricky.
Oh no. Yeah.
That boy was cold, man. Quentin McCall. Love basketball.
Hey,
Omar Epps is the only person who made it to college in three different sports.
Oh, when man, when he was in when he was on the program.
And then he ran track in that
Higher Learning.
Higher Learning. And then he
this is a few of them, man, from this movie, but a lot of people didn't see this movie, so they don't really I didn't realize that was the same dude. This dude, he was in the program and he was in this movie, Necessary Roughness with Scott Bakula.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Featherstone, the dude who couldn't catch, he was in the program. He was that linebacker who was like, "What you say about my mama? What you say?" Tweeter from Varsity Blue.
I don't want your life.
Dang.
Anybody gonna say Calvin Cambridge?
No, I'm not gonna say Calvin Cambridge, but that's a good one. That is a good one. Golly, give me 1 second. I'm gonna tell you, because technically, this counts.
Boy, Nick crazy, but that is a good one though.
Blue Mountain State. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. Why is his name not popping? No, there you go. You ready for this? Ron Johnson from A Different World. He was on the basketball team.
All right, Will Smith then from Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Okay, that counts. But no, who's the dude when he played against that had the baby? Alan Payne, that he let win, he was cold.
Yeah, yeah.
He was cold. All right, man. That's we can talk about enough of these, but it was some good ones.
Man, Kyle Watson. That's
what movie was that? Kyle Watson.
What's the name of that movie? I can't even remember the name of that movie now, man.
Hey, ain't nobody gonna name the dude off of All American?
Above the Rim, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Who?
Oh, from All American.
Why anybody watch? Anyway. Anyway, you might well bring up that show that was on ESPN.
What show?
What was the name of that show? Dang, what was the name? Man, hold on.
Hey, they ain't playing tonight. They is not playing with them. Ole Miss up, still up 26-20, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. So
Playmakers, that's what it was called.
I ain't never seen it. I ain't never watched it.
They only had like one season. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. All right, man. We got anything else for Oh, you know what? We tripping. We been off. We ain't act like we don't know who's going. To set the show down. I ain't killing anybody. All right. You ready, man? You want to go ahead and take over? Go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. All right. Before you play my video, let me get this disclaimer. All right. So imagine most of y'all got kids. So y'all know what it's like to see your kid compete in an event or in a sport. You know, the pride you get when you feel them, you know, when you see them win and you see them celebrate their wins. And you know the pain and the hurt that you feel for them whenever they lose. So I want you to put yourself in these shoes. Imagine this was your situation. You have a son who has won the wrestling championship, NCAA championship, for 3 years in a row. It's his senior year, and he's going for his fourth win in a row. Play that video for me. That's your son right there getting pinned and losing in the semifinals and not being able to go for a fourth straight championship. And that's you. And this is how you react. Yeah, you break your glasses and you make a big old fuss and you throw, have a big old tantrum like that. Time and time again, we tell players, we tell athletes that they need to have better sportsmanship, that they need to be better losers, and they need to learn how to lose with grace and stuff like that. And yet, we see where they're learning it from. We see them learning it from parents like this who put themselves above the athletes and make it more about them than the athletes. Her son didn't even react that way to him losing. She reacted worse than her son did, and he was the one who's put his blood, sweat, and tears for the past 4 years to try to win the championship and make history. So why, as the parent, are you doing this, and why are you making a big scene and basically making this moment about you and not about the athletes who are competing? That's terrible behavior from a parent, and honestly, that's why kids act the way they act, because they have parents who do stuff like that. Mom, you need to do better, and everybody else around her need to put her in check, because that was terrible.
Hey, I don't think the glasses work no way, because ain't no way in the world she got up every day, put them glasses on, looked in the mirror, and was like, yeah, my hair is straight. I do this. It ain't no way she looked. It was like, yeah, this how I want my hair to look today. No, ain't no way. She looked like one of the Golden Girls. Exactly. And look, she likes to crochet that sweater too. Anyway, all right, I'm gonna move on, man.
Boy, you stupid, Mr. Rogers' wife.
Hey, talk about that man, mom. He gonna try to wrestle us. I don't care. I know trick or tai chi. All right, here we go. Don Staley, man. Let's you know, Don Staley has always shown support for many other coaches, has always advocated for many other, you know what I'm saying, and shown respect for her opponents and stuff. But Don Saylor kind of took it up a notch, and I truly respect her for, especially with us doing HBCU Hour, it means a lot for these two things that she's did. After the game against Norfolk State, she went into Norfolk State's locker room, talked to the young ladies, told this player how great she was, how she appreciated, you know, the play, told, you know, saying it's plays like, you know, players like you, is what we look for at South Carolina. Then today, she wore jersey representing, Cheney State. For those of you who don't know, Cheney State is the only HBCU, men's or women's, to make it to not just the Final Four, but to make it to the championship game. Ironically, that team was coached by C. Vivian Stringer, who was at the time, she was a professor at the school and had no scholarship players, was not being paid as a coach, and coached that team to the finals, where they ended up losing to some of your favorite
Louisiana Tech,
who was led by your women's head basketball coach, Kim Mulkey. So, but Don Staley wore that jersey representing them, and appreciate, you know, saying her for always using her platform to bring awareness, to make, you know, others aware, or to just say, hey, you know, this team is great. This is this, you know, saying, look out, you know, saying you shouldn't judge just because we're beating them by, you know, so much. You shouldn't judge them off that. She also came out and said that Norfolk State should not be a 16 seed. They only people who think Norfolk State is a 16 seed is the people making a bracket. And I completely agree. But yeah, man, shout out to Don Staley. A lot of people don't like her, you know, saying for various reasons. She always been a solid one, man. But,
big fix.
Yeah. He's Miak says, fam, you won the FCS. Yes, but no one has won the Well, it wasn't FCS back then. I forget what it was. I think was it D.
It was D2.
D2. So, but they are the only one to win a D1 or to go to a D1 championship. So, there you go. But yeah, you got anything else before you get up out of here?
Nah, man.
You talking about the later half in the sweater? We get out there.
But yeah, man. Hopefully, when we see each other again for the Golden Boot, that do they play before we, or do they play on Thursday?
They play on. It'll probably be no. It won't be Thursday. It'll be Friday. At the earliest, either Friday or Saturday.
All right.
It'll be on next Sunday. Yeah. Baseball team will play midweek, and then they'll. I can't remember if they start a. No. It's not a Thursday. They have. They'll open on Friday, but we'll be back talking. We'll have Julian on actually on Wednesday.
Actually, the girls do play on. They play Utah on the 23rd, so which will be Thursday.
It is Thursday. They play on Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll be able to talk about that for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring it up with the preview.
Yeah, during the show or whatever, but we'll see, you know. But we'll have a baseball game to talk about and series breakdown coming up. So, yeah, man, y'all have a good one. See y'all on Thursday.
All right. And we'll be back, man.
Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on Twitter at Golden Boot. On Instagram at Golden Boot. On YouTube at The Golden Boot Pod. On Facebook at The Golden Boot Pod.
Golden Boot!
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.